Penguin Random House Audio presents Why Diets Make Us Fat, The Unintended Consequences of Our Obsession with Weight Loss. This is the author, Dr. Sandra Amott. Introduction. Several years ago, my husband and I visited friends who had two teenage daughters. Both girls were smart, beautiful, and well-loved, but only one was thin. Her sister had started gaining weight at puberty, and their parents couldn't figure out what to do. They'd tried talking to her about portion control and exercise. They'd tried cooking her special food. Nothing slowed her progression from skinny child to voluptuous woman. Their well-meaning concern was making the situation worse. She was reluctant to sit down for meals with the family, and ate almost nothing when she did. But her father told me that food was disappearing from the refrigerator in the middle of the night, and her weight gain continued. Rather than making her thin, her parents' anxiety was pushing her toward an eating disorder and increasing her odds of gaining more weight. I understood her feelings, because I was that teenage girl myself several decades ago, hating myself because I couldn't satisfy my culture's expectations for my body. Because I grew up to be a neuroscientist, I also knew about the biology behind her struggles. Considerable evidence shows that dieting, willfully eating less to lose weight, rarely works in the long run, while its unintended side effects do a lot of harm. When I discovered this evidence, after 3 decades of losing the same 15 pounds again and again, it transformed my relationship with food. At first, I wasn't sure that changing my approach would work for me, so I tried an experiment. As my New Year's resolution...